Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer. SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting.
Than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience.
With Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/more messy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of News You Can Use. I'm one of the hosts of this program, Ann Baldwin.
And I'm Tracy Knight.
So good to see you back in studio, and we've got a fun one. This is going to be kind of, for the next 2 weeks, it's going to be a little self-indulgence on both of our parts, right?
Love it. I love it.
It's going to be good, though, because we're going to share with you some of the struggles that both Tracy and I have been happening, and we're going to also share the results. So this should be interesting because, as usual, we're going to give you something to talk about. And welcome back. And we're so excited. So the first story we're going to tell today is mine. and a lot of people don't know this, but I've been pretty much an open book with my life. Yeah. And I am a former smoker.
Yay. I like former.
Former's a good word. And one of the people who helped me with this, and we'll get into the details, is Ginger Suma. And Ginger was my hypnotherapist.
Okay.
And so we've got Ginger on the program today, and she truly is a ginger. She's got the most beautiful red hair.
Okay.
So Ginger, thanks for being here. And Ginger, we should mention, is with Mind Matters Hypnosis, and I went to their West Hartford location, and we'll get into all the details. But first, let's get Ginger in the house. Hi, Ginger.
Hi.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi.
I've had two sessions with Ginger. My smoking goes back to high school. If I smoke, I drank. If I drank, I smoked. And then it's just one big vicious circle. Oh, yeah. But in high school, we had this place out back where you could actually go and smoke cigarettes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I got to hang out with the cool kids if you went back there and had a cigarette. So that's where it all started. And unfortunately, I always say it's stress or whatever, but it's been with me now for years and years, and I know it's bad, and I said I have to stop. So my sister, when she stopped about 8 years ago, she went and got hypnotized.
Okay.
Because I've tried it all. I've tried the patches, I've tried the gum, I've tried the, what's that other stuff you take, the, hang on a second, what's that stuff I'm thinking about, Ginger?
The Chantix?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, hang on. I've tried the Chantix, and I'm telling you, you want to have nightmares and crazy dreams?
Ooh.
Take Chantix.
Oh, no thanks.
So in comes Ginger. So Ginger, let's talk a little bit about your process and how it works, and then we'll get more into my individual situation.
Yeah, absolutely. So you are not alone in that hypnosis is usually a last resort for people, right? Like they try everything else and then it just kind of either comes to them as a suggestion from somebody else or like, you know, they start to research on the internet and it just, you know, eventually it's like, well, I've tried everything else. Let me give this a shot, you know? And 9 times out of 10, there's like a 50-50 between like skepticism and also like, is this going to work? Like, I just need this to work. Like, I don't want to say desperate, but like at times, like, you know, we're bordering on desperation by that point, you know? And so what it really is, and as you and I have discussed, Anne, is like, if it was something where you just acknowledged it and was like, this isn't good for me, like, I'm just going to stop doing it, none of us would have problems. None of us would overeat. None of us would smoke. None of us would, you know, be alcoholics. But it goes deeper than that, right? It's like this mental association that your subconscious has made that in times of stress, in times of boredom, in times of loneliness, in times of, you know, all of these different emotions and elements that you're processing, the subconscious has made a connection that smoking, in this particular case, is what gets you through it. And so whenever you find yourself in a situation that the subconscious associates with that, that's the reaction, that's the habit, that's, you know, the routine.
Right. So, Ginger, I want to stop you there for a second. Yeah. So I got to be honest, you know, of course, Anne, you know, was telling me she was going to be doing this and I was, you know, super happy and proud of her. And, you know, any step in the right direction to keep her here longer would be great because I love her. But I got to be honest, I have been involved with a couple times like hypnotists at certain events and things that I've been at. And I feel like I tried. They were more group oriented. OK, so not one on one. I feel like I tried, but I feel like I just couldn't get there. OK, and I had a couple friends sort of we all kind of agreed. One of the people that were there said, you know, well, it's because if you're a control freak and you can't let go and you can't whatever. And I'm like, well, yeah, but that's who I am. Like, I do have to. I mean, I'm open to things, but I feel like I couldn't, like, I just couldn't get there. What are some techniques that you use when you have a person that comes in and says, hey, I mean, I don't think I can be hypnotized?
Right. So we do have a number of different inductions that we are taught during our certification program. And the thing is, it is about control, right? And what people tend to like not understand is that you are still in control the entire time. It's, we are having a conversation with you, but we're just having a conversation with a different part of the mind. So instead of that conscious critical thinking part of the mind responding, we're getting the answers directly from the subconscious. So it's not anything that we're doing to you or mind control or anything like that where you have to give up control necessarily. Mm-hmm. It's just allowing yourself to relax enough and let that conscious part of the mind be distracted and kind of relaxed so that the subconscious can come to the forefront and be open and receptive to the suggestions that we're making to it for the results that you want. But there are definitely a number of different inductions, and I use the progressive relaxation induction with Anne. I tend to use that for the majority of my like first time clients, because we do have a number of people, like I said, like they're at a point of desperation. They just want it to work, but they're also skeptical and they don't know if it is going to work for them. They don't know if they can give over, you know, if they can fully relax. And so it's just, you know, taking you through from head to toe and really just allowing each body part, each muscle, each, you know, emotion to relax and kind of settle so that you are more open and receptive instead of getting in your way.
So the other thing that helps is, so how this worked, and if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Ginger Suma, and she's with Mind Matters Hypnosis Center, and they've got a great website, because this can really be utilized for so many different things, and we'll kind of go through the list a little bit later. But Tracy, you brought up a point, because I got hypnotized years ago in college by one of those entertainment hypnosis guys on stage, and I guess I totally made a fool out of myself. So when I went to Ginger, I said to her, I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to do this because I did it for the wrong reasons years ago. And she did it. I can tell you, it's this zero gravity chair that she has in her office. Oh my! I'm gonna steal that chair. I'm telling you. And I wasn't sure when I came out of it if I had fallen asleep, but yet I remembered everything. So once you have the ability to let those things go, like Ginger said, it's really an unbelievable feeling and experience. And what she did, maybe you could talk about this. So poor Ginger had to ask Anne, we need a phrase, after she got some pretty extensive information from me, what's the phrase that you want to have? What is this phrase that you can say five times, numerous times a day, that will re-engage what we've already put in there? Mm-hmm. Did I explain that correctly, Ginger?
Yeah, you did, absolutely.
So, and here's a sweet little pretty redhead. I said, well, I would like to say, I am a non-smoker, blank cigarettes. You know what?
Oh, I know you. Okay. I know what it was.
So fill in the blank.
Beep.
And I, but in order for me to have that as my phrase, Ginger had to say it throughout the whole course.
Oh, poor
of this
Ginger.
Yeah. I think she secretly kind of liked it.
Redheads are fiery. Oh,
she secretly liked it. She really did. I can tell. I think I'm one of those unique clients for
I'm
sure.
I'm just amazed Ginger can get you to relax, period. I mean, that's already Ginger's obviously success.
I know. So that was my phrase, and that is the one that I blurred out on numerous occasions, mm-hmm. 5 times a day. And it really the tools, and then I went back again. So it's 2.5 hours and then another hour and a half mm-hmm. within the week, right, mm-hmm. Ginger?
Correct.
Right. So what was interesting to me, because again, I went there for non-smoking. So the big question is, everybody's out there listening going, so how'd it go? And I have told myself I'm going to do this, and it's not cheap. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna give it a full commitment, but I'm also gonna admit it if I mess up. Mm-hmm. So it's like my alcoholism, right?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I got this. Yeah. And then 5 years in, you have a relapse. Mm-hmm. I mean, it happens to people.
Right.
Well, that's what happened here. So I walked into the room of shame with Ginger on Monday, and I said, I smoked. Mm-hmm. I smoked. Mm-hmm. And she says, it's okay. It's okay, but why were you smoking? What were you doing? Mm-hmm. And the best thing I remember from this last session, Ginger, is you said, next time, if you do have another cigarette, don't be looking at your phone, don't be talking to your sister, don't be driving, don't be doing anything than thinking about that cigarette. How does it smell? How does it taste? What's it doing to your lungs?
Right.
And that's what I did. And I think that's, I can say, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah.
Now, this is 40 years of smoking.
Really?
Oh, yeah. On and off. So, Ginger also puts in perspective, a lot of our habits and addictions don't happen overnight. Sometimes they don't end overnight. Right, Ginger?
Sure.
Right. And that's the truth. And the thing of it is that a lot of our habits and addictions are exactly that. It's just a habit, right? And it's a habit that you do in association with other things, which is where that association in the subconscious is coming from. And so that's why it's really important, if you're going to partake in the habit, that number one, you're never doing it simply out of habit again, mindlessly, without thinking about it. You're not lighting that cigarette ever again. Every time you smoke a cigarette, if you ever do again, it's with the thought, like, I'm choosing to take this cigarette. I'm not just doing it because it's what I do with a glass of whiskey, it's what I do when I talk on the phone, it's what I do. And that's why it's also important that when you are smoking it, if you ever do again, you're only smoking. That's it. You're not making that association like, oh, this is what I do when I'm on the phone, this is what I do when I'm out to dinner, this is what I do. It's like you're just smoking that cigarette and really just focusing on that cigarette, so what that cigarette actually is.
So now, Ginger, okay, so I have a question for you, and maybe you have an answer, maybe you don't, and I won't hold you to it. Okay. But I knew a few people, actually it was kind of a trend about 5 years ago with the hypnotism for weight loss. I knew a few women in my community who went, and they spent a fortune. And I think they went to a group session. I'm not sure that it was one-on-one. But anyway, out of, you know, the majority of them, let's put it that way, lost a ton of weight. Like, it was craziness. And they all looked amazing. Most of them were doing it for events that were coming up and what have you. Well, I saw ugly Facebook, of course, we're creeping on people you haven't seen in a while. And I'm looking at Facebook and I'm seeing a couple of these people and I'm like, oh my. So they plummeted back up. They went back up. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What is there a shelf life of this type of suggestion, of this type of therapy, where you say, you know what? All right. You know, Ann's doing great for 4 years, 5 years, but then all of a sudden Ann needs to come back? Or is it something that Ann needs to keep up for the rest of her life? Like, what's your take on that?
It varies client to client, right? It is like, I mean, once your sessions are done, we do have additional resources on our website that you're given. And, you know, obviously if Ann ever needed to do like a touch up session or like a revisit, I'm happy to discuss that with her. But like the goal, the intention is that you are establishing a new path of life. You're establishing new habits for healthier living. And so as long as you stick to these habits, it should be, you know, a lifelong success. It should be, you know, a new path. I will say that, you know, obviously, as we get older and hormones change and things fluctuate, and sometimes it can be a little bit more difficult. And sometimes people fall off the wagon, not just with like smoking or drinking, but with diet and exercise as well. And I think that is usually what plays a part in it. And I just sense she had that. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, for sure. But I think so if you're looking at, you know, a new client comes in, whether it's for weight loss, alcoholism, smoking, whatever their issue is, right? Mm-hmm. Do you do a certain assessment when they come in and say, you know, basically by having a conversation, oh, this person's going to need, you know, a week's worth or a month's worth? Or do you usually have a set amount of sessions that you're like, well, by this session, that person should be getting it. Otherwise, you know, maybe visiting something else might be, you know, the solution.
Yeah, we offer consultations prior to like booking any sessions. Mm-hmm. And in the consultation, we normally ask, you know, for weight release especially, and we refer to it as release instead of loss, because when you lose something, you have a tendency to want to find it again. And we're trying to,
or you find it even if you don't want to find it.
Exactly. So, you know, giving people back the control, right? You're not losing something, you're releasing it, and you're choosing to release it. Mm-hmm. And we'll have a conversation with them and ask them, you know, if they had to assign a number to it, like how many pounds are they looking to release? And then based on that number, we can kind of gauge how many sessions it will take. Because again, you're forming new habits, right, that are maybe having to combat a lifetime of bad habits that have gotten you to where you're at currently and unhappy with. So we normally suggest about a session for every 10 pounds. Now, you're not going to lose 10 pounds per session, because that's crazy and not healthy. But with the tools and techniques and keeping up with your homework, basically, in between sessions, and, you know, utilizing the additional resources on the website after your sessions are done, you should be able to do. I mean, you know, the majority of people are looking to lose, it varies, but like around like between, let's say, 30 and 60 pounds. So it can vary from anywhere from 3 to 6 sessions, let's say.
Mm-hmm. That's a good gauge. Also, again, we're speaking with Ginger Suma. And if you want more information on the Mind Matters Hypnosis Center, you can go to their website. There is some great information there. You can't get everything that I get because I am a client. So I get the extra resources, but it's Mind Matters Hypnosis, all one word, mindmattershypnosis.com. I slept like a baby, especially after the first. I really did. And then after my second session, it's one of those things like after you get a full body massage, you're just you're like a wet noodle. You don't even want to drive home. But and other than that, I didn't feel any side effects or anything like that. The other thing there is, they give you this little card. So you're supposed to do this. And if you're listening to the show, you can join in if you want. So do you have to have been hypnotized to use the EFT card, Ginger, or can anybody do that?
No, anybody can do it. And a number of different health and wellness practitioners utilize EFT, emotional freedom technique, or also known as tapping, for a number of different reasons. And it can help with anxiety, cravings, a number of different things.
Right. So can you, you know, this is radio, but I thought it would be fun. Can you just walk us through what's it called? Emotional what?
Freedom technique.
Emotional freedom technique. So if you're at home and you're listening, hopefully you're not driving. All right. So walk us through the one with the face and the fingers.
Yes, of course.
All right. Let's do it together.
Okay. So you feel a craving coming on, let's say, right? Your goal is to identify it for exactly what it is. It's just a craving. Give it a number on a scale from 1 to 10 in severity, right? So let's say we're at an 8. What we want to do is we want to bring that craving down to a 3 or less. And how we're going to do it is we're going to start tapping on the outside of the hand. So if you're right-handed, you can use the right hand to tap. And with, you know, your index finger and middle finger, you're just going to tap 1 to 12 times starting on the outside of the left hand, acknowledging the craving for what it is. This is a craving. It's just a craving. I fully love and appreciate myself. I'm doing great. You move to the top of the head. This is a craving. It's just a craving. I love and appreciate myself. I'm doing great. Move to the inside of the eyebrows. this is a craving. It's just a craving. It is passing. It is lessening. I'm feeling good. I'm doing great. Moving to the outside of the eyebrows. It's a craving. It is just a craving. It is passing. I'm doing great. Bringing it to the top of the lip. This is a craving. It is just a craving. It's going down. I'm feeling much better. I'm doing great. Bringing it to the top of the chin. This is a craving. It's just a craving. I'm doing much better. I'm feeling great. Going to just below the collarbones. This is a craving. It's just a craving. I'm doing so much better. I'm feeling great. And to the tip of the thumb. This is a craving. It is just a craving. I'm doing better. It is passing. And to the top of the index finger. This is a craving. It is just a craving. It is passing. I am doing great. To the top of the middle finger. I am doing so much better. I fully love and appreciate myself. I am doing great. To the top of the pinky. You skip the ring finger. This is a craving. It is just a craving. It has gone so much down. Oh, I'm feeling so much better. I love and appreciate myself. I'm doing great. And then you reassess, and basically you've just worked the energetic meridian that they use in acupuncture. So minus the needles, you're just kind of dispersing that energy where it's collecting. And oftentimes, you know, in the midst of a craving, it can really collect in the hand or in the mouth area, you know, and you're dispersing that energy. You're acknowledging it for what it is.
Putting it somewhere else. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And it does, it works better if you're just sitting in the quiet and doing it. But, and you look a little strange, but you know what? It works. It works.
Ginger, another quick question, because we only have a couple minutes here.
Of course.
But I mean, looking over the paperwork, I'm just super curious about the hypnosis for children part. What types of hypnosis do you do with children? I need to know.
Well, it's interesting because kids are, like, in a way a little bit more challenging, but in a way also easier, because kids are kind of super visual and imaginative all on their own. Mm-hmm. And so they're already kind of, like, in that world. And so sometimes it can be hard to get them to, like, sit still long enough to, like, focus. But once they're there, you know, asking them to imagine putting themselves in different scenarios where they can address whatever their issue is can be really, I mean, fascinating. I just worked with a 6-year-old, I believe, last month, and it was really amazing, like, what she was able to just come to so quickly, that it normally takes a bit of coaxing and asking and kind of, like, leading
and what age Ginger are you seeing, like, the ability to be able to do that type of hypnosis, like, how early on?
So our youngest client was 5 when she started with us, and I would say even at 5, you know, she has the ability to, you know, take the tools that we give her.
And utilize it. So it's just amazing the things that, if you just have an open mind, you can look at. Mm-hmm. So if you're just tuning in, so I'm hoping this is the end, because my phrase is, I am a non-smoker. Cigarettes.
Yeah.
5 times.
Beep. Oh, sorry, I missed my cue.
5 times I say it, and then Bill gives me the good old fist bump. So I'm hoping this is it. My goal really was too, because my 33-year-old son said to me, all I want for my birthday is for you, Mom, to quit
the
smoking.
The pressure.
And I'm going to see my daughter, my granddaughter. My mom's going to be there. And I, you know, it's just, it's bad. It's bad for me, but it's so damn addictive. And if you're out there struggling with it, I know the pain.
And your skin and everything's going to look fantastic.
Well, I hope so. And now, I mean, it's such an antisocial thing now. What smoking used to be, I mean, you're even outside. You got to run and hide. It's like you're doing something really bad these days. Mm-hmm. And you are. The reality is that you are. So, Ginger Suma, I want to thank you so much. This has been such a great conversation, and I want to encourage people, look into it. You know, it doesn't hurt. It, like I said, I'm not going to get into the cost, but, you know, it depends on what you're being treated for and the number of sessions. But you can go on their website, and mindmattershypnosis.com is the website. I was fortunate enough when I just called. I went on the websites and I called, and Ginger actually answered the phone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And remember, you were going to refer me to a therapist, and I said, well, what about you?
Yeah.
I said, what about you? And I'm glad I did, because it really worked out. And I want to thank you for giving me the tools to hopefully quit just a deadly lifetime habit. That's all we can do.
Well, she has a soothing voice. If anything, she's relaxing you, and
she is.
God knows you need that.
She is. And then I had to ask her, of course. I said, "Could I do that to somebody?" Because based on her script and how she does it. She goes, well, probably, but you probably shouldn't.
Yeah, no, please don't mind Mel. Yeah, no,
that's
please
why,
don't do it.
That's why they have professionals. They have professionals in the field to keep us from exactly that. So anything else you want to say, Ginger? We've got about 30 seconds left. Again, thanks for your time.
Yeah, of course. Just congratulations on becoming a non-smoker. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
So nice.
It was fun. It wasn't fun, but it was well worth it. Mm-hmm. All right, Tracy Knight, last thoughts?
Yeah, just, hey, contact Ginger. And, you know, everybody, if you give it a try, you know, you never know. It could work. It could be your answer.
Right. And we didn't even go through the list. They even offer hypnosis for sexual performance issues.
I saw that one, but I didn't want to touch that.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what we should have said in the beginning.
Figured that would have been cut out.
No. More people would have listened to that show. Well, this has been fun. And of course, we couldn't do it without our great guest, Tracy Knight. This has been a great conversation. So again, thanks for sharing our journey with us, as both Tracy and I have shared very openly, candidly, our issues that we deal with, and they're not over yet. So stay tuned. And thanks for tuning in to this edition of News You Can Use right here on WTIC News Talk 1080.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's, it's refreshing!